Dyslexia and Accommodations, New ADA Guidelines 2016 for School and Work. The U.S. Department of Justice just released final regulations regarding the implementation of the Americans with Disabilities Act. These rules clarify and refine issues that have risen over the past 20 years and contain new and updated requirements. The regulations should be shared with all schools and workplaces when requesting accommodations. These clarifications are much needed and address reduced requirement to retest if previously qualified for accommodations. Prior and outside testing should be generally accepted. Students do not need to fail to be provided with accommodations. Some students have been told students need to be 2 grades behind. Students previously qualified for accommodations should be provided with accommodations for college, graduate school, MCAT, LSAT, licensing, and trade examinations. Accommodations should be provided in a timely manner. Individuals receiving accommodations should not be flagged. The new documents address problematic policies which have required students and their families to undergo frequent, repeated, costly testing and denied gifted students appropriate classroom placements. The following are highlights. Examples of covered exams include tests such as high school equivalency exams like the GED, college exams like the SAT or ACT, professional and trade licensing exams, and more. Students do not have to fail classes in order to be provided with accommodations. The guidelines state that a person with a history of academic success may still qualify for testing accommodations under the ADA. For example, someone with a learning disability may achieve academic success, but may be limited in one or more of major life activities, such as reading, writing, learning, etc. Because of the additional time and effort he or she must spend on these activities compared to most students in the class. Testing entities must administer its exam to ensure that the test scores of individuals with disabilities accurately reflect whatever skill or level the test is intended to measure, rather than the individual's impairment. For example, an individual may use a basic calculator during exams if the objective of the test is to measure the ability to solve algebra equations. Appropriate documentation will vary depending on the nature of the candidate's disability and the specific testing accommodation requested. Examples of types of documentation include recommendations of qualified professionals, observations, an applicant's history of diagnosis, and statement of his or her testing accommodations history, among others. Proof of past testing accommodations in similar testing settings is sufficient to support a request for the same testing accommodations for a current standardized exam or high-stakes test. For example, if a person with disability receives a testing accommodation to sit for the SAT, then he or she should be granted the same testing accommodation to take the GRE or MCAT. For formal public school accommodations, a candidate who previously received testing accommodations under an Individualized Education Program, IEP 4, or a Section 504 plan, and certified the current need for the testing accommodations due to disability, should generally receive the same testing accommodations for a current standardized exam or high-stakes test. For private school testing accommodations, a candidate who received testing accommodations in private school for similar tests should receive the same testing accommodations. Download, save, and print the new ADA guidelines and the Department of Education letter documents below. It usually takes years for new regulations and clarifications to get fully implemented, so you may need to be the one who informs your students, teachers, and schools. The DOE letter below recognizes unique educational needs of children with dyslexia, dyscalculia, and dysgraphia, which are conditions that could qualify a child as a child with specific learning disability under the Individuals with Disabilities Education Act, IDEA. Please share these documents with fellow parents, teachers, principals, counselors, and other professionals. You'll be part of the positive change. Many people may not be aware of these newly published documents.